Guantanamo Bay is the site of an active U.S. Navy base with about 6,000 military personnel. It also houses a detention facility. The Trump administration has been using the facility to detain migrants as part of its aggressive deportation policies. And Guantanamo Bay is where the Tlingit Haida Tribal Business Corporation, the tribe's business arm, currently has a contract. In 2018, the corporation announced the contract with the U.S. Navy. The corporation is now in the middle of a second contract, which is set to end in 2028. The value of both contracts have reached about $40 million. Tlingit Haida said the corporation's contract provides services to the Navy base. It does not support detention operations at the base. But some tribal members have doubts about that, like Clarice Johnson. She says she's been concerned about the contract since it began 7 years ago. But when the Trump administration vowed to hold thousands of immigrants there, it brought new urgency to her concerns.
It makes me ill to think of Tlingit and Haida making money off the abuse of other people, especially those who are just looking for a better life.
Guantanamo Bay's detention center has been controversial, known for human rights violations for decades. Around the state, Alaska Native tribal members are protesting their corporation's investment in immigration detention centers. NANA Regional Corporation has been directly investing in ICE detention operations, including in Guantanamo Bay. When stories about inhumane conditions at those detention centers surfaced this fall, Johnson says she started posting in a Facebook group to make sure tribal members knew Tlingit and Haida also had connections to Guantanamo Bay.
I didn't want people to forget whenever they're criticizing other corporations for doing this that our own tribe was also participating.
Her posts garnered discussion with other tribal members who also posted concerns. In response to public criticism, Tlingit and Haida issued a statement in December saying the contract is, quote, strictly limited, unquote, to operating and maintaining boats and ports, and that the corporation is obligated to continue the work until the contract ends. But Johnson is worried that some of those boats transport migrants to the detention center in Guantanamo Bay. Richard Reinhart is the CEO of Tlingit Haida Tribal Business Corporation. He says it's against taking on contracts that assist in immigration detention.
We don't have anything to do with that.
Instead, he reiterated that the contract is related to vessel operation and maintenance, including a ferry to and from the airport. However, Reinhart says he's heard that the ferry the corporation operates may be used to transport detainees, including migrants. But he says Tlingit Haida Tribal Business staff aren't involved with that process.
There are times I hear, I've not seen this, but my manager there tells me that they do come across and they'll put somebody on the ferry. It's usually late at night and it's all just there. It's all their vehicles, all their staff. They move across and they go to the airport. But we have the only ferry going from the airport to the windward side where everything is.
At least 700 migrants have been detained at Guantanamo Bay this past year and were initially flown there, according to previous reporting by NPR and the New York Times. In an email to KTOO in response to follow-up questions, Reinhart says he could not speak to how many migrants have been transported via the corporation's ferry. KTOO could not confirm whether or not there's another way migrant detainees are transported from the airport to the facilities they're held in. Reinhart says involvement in migrant transport is, quote, outside our visibility and control and is not tracked, directed, or managed by Tlingit Haida Tribal Business Corporation as part of our contractual duties, unquote. Though Guantanamo Bay is often linked with the detention facility, Reinhart says he doesn't think a lot of people realize that it's primarily a naval base. He says that most Tlingit Haida tribal business contracts are with the U.S. military. And those contracts, he says, support the corporation's mission, create more funding for the tribe. Clarice Johnson says even incidental involvement in migrant detention is still too close for comfort.
Now, I understand why they want to claim 6 degrees of separation from ICE, but I think that their actions at Guantanamo Bay place them in much closer proximity than many tribal citizens realize.
And she wants to know if the tribal corporation will take a stance on migrant detention as more opportunities to profit from it arise.
Will Tlingit and Haida jump on the money train, or will they actually have guidelines on which contracts they will bid on?
In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.